Hello and welcome to the episode 145 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today, we have concerts, a recording session for the Yellow Submarine feature film, and a relocation to Canada. On the 25th of May 1960, we get the fourth concert of the Scottish tour of Johnny Gentle with the backing of the Silver Beatles. The previous day of rest was spent making sure to reach the new destination without rushing and giving some relief to drummer Tommy Moore, still suffering from the consequences of the car accident detailed in episode 143 of this very podcast. The band performed at the St. Thomas Hall in Keith. Moving to 1961, we get another performance at the Top Ten Club for the second residency of the Beatles in Hamburg. The band now featured Pete Best on drums. Third Hamburg residency in 1962 for the Beatles, still featuring Pete Best on drums. This time, the venue was the Star Club. Let's close the live section of the podcast with the seventh date of the Roy Orbison package tour, of which the Beatles were now de facto headliners. Tonight, the musicians were on the stage of the City Hall in Sheffield. On the 25th of May 1965, while staying in Cannes for the film festival, John Lennon gave a brief morning interview to reporter Martin Ogronski for CBS's The Merv Griffin Show, aired on the 1st of June between 11 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The interview was filmed near the seafront. John and his wife Cynthia returned to London in the afternoon. And let me return to my usual reminder to visit www.simonmas.com/support to find out the many ways in which you can be instrumental to the continuation of my efforts to bring you new music-related content. I have several ideas, ranging from more music history to composition, from counterpoint to reviews, and so on and on and on. You can be fab and make the difference between these things not happening and them becoming the best music content you have ever experienced, and you don't necessarily have to part with your hard-earned money to do that. What are you waiting for? Well, the end of the show. You don't want to drop this episode midway, right? On the 25th of May 1967, the Beatles had a recording session at the Delane Lea Studio, an independent facility, between 7 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. The purpose of the session, chaired by the studio engineer Dave Siddle and tape operator Mike Wahell, was to record It's All Too Much, George Harrison's contribution to the soundtrack of the Yellow Submarine animated feature film. Starting the session with a rehearsal of the material, the Fabs ended up recording four takes of the rhythm track of the song, featuring organ, bass, lead guitar, and drums. Finally, in 1969, after spending a night in the Bahamas, John Lennon and Yoko Ono realized that holding their bed-in in Freeport was less than ideal. For a start, the country was too far from the United States to make the impact they had hoped for. In addition, the weather was too hot to endure an entire week in bed, surrounded by all kinds of people. The couple decided then to relocate to Montreal, Canada, and stage their event at the Hotel Reine Elizabeth. They flew to Toronto at 5 p.m., were held at immigration for 2 hours, and spent the night at the local King Edward Sheraton Hotel before moving to Montreal on the following day. This is the end of the episode. In the description, you'll find a link to the audio of the 1965 John Lennon interview that you might want to check out after giving a look to my support page. Tomorrow, we'll have the start of the work for Yellow Submarine. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.